Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders make up 3% of the Australian population, but according to the ABS, less than 1% of sports coaches are Indigenous. Now, an Australian first study has investigated the non-advancement of Indigenous people into senior off-field sports roles, and coaches say it's time for sports organisations to change their habits. Penny Timms reports.
173. That's how many full-time Indigenous sports coaches there are in Australia. There are more than 21,000 full-time coaches from a non-Indigenous background. That's according to an Australian First study conducted by Western Sydney University. Phil Duncan is a Level 2 accredited rugby league coach.
I've had some wonderful opportunities, but most of those opportunities have been boxed into Indigenous teams. I think it's got a lot to do with being Aboriginal and being identified as an Aboriginal expert.
He's one of about 20 coaches who took part in this study to understand why there's a lack of career progression for Indigenous people off the field. The coaches and WSU are now trying to engage with professional sports clubs to address the issue and close the gap.
I'd like to put the sporting world on notice that there are many young Aboriginal coaches that have a very, very strong desire to achieve.
Jared Hodges has been a specialist coach with the Australian Wallabies and was head coach of the Philippines national team. He says despite his own success, it's tough for Indigenous people to break through the glass ceiling. But he thinks that what's being seen in sport is just a snapshot of what's happening in corporate Australia.
Until we start to see more Aboriginal people in positions of influence and power, so sitting on corporate board, until we get that, I think it's really hard. It's hard to beat if you don't see it. Our youth aren't seeing role models.
Marcia Ella Duncan is a former netballer and was coaching the sport by the time she was 14 with considerable success, but she's never been able to break into the professional division. Ms. Ella Duncan says her progress has fallen about 15 years behind that of her peers.
I've been pondering that same question, why aren't I there? And I think there's lots of things about my own personal journey, but I don't think it explains everything.
Recently, she was inducted into the Australian Netball Hall of Fame, but she was listed as an Indigenous netballer, despite rarely coaching or participating in an Indigenous side. She says it was a huge and wonderful honour, but also confronting.
You know, 45 years of contribution to the sport and being a strong advocate for the support and involved in all different levels, that I'm still called an Indigenous netballer. I both celebrate my race, but I don't think my achievements came about because of my Aboriginality. I think my achievements came about despite my Aboriginality. And I think it's about time my sporting organisation accepted me for my contribution to the game.
Marcia Ella Duncan, ending that report by Penny Timms.